Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio stations. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Know human consciousness and seek within ourselves for that which brings us the most joy. Right. This is a platform where we get to explore the ins and outs of our belief systems, our programming, and we get to decide for ourselves whether these programs and belief systems and constructs that rule our lives and govern our thoughts is serving our highest and greatest good, or if there are alternative ways of approaching this human experience which can bring even more joy. And that's what the show is about. If you guys are avid Vibration Station listeners, as you know, we touch on a new topic every single week. But the beautiful thing about the Vibration Station is no matter what episode you tune into, you're still going to get the same basis of information that you can take and you can study yourself, whether it's astrology or energy or the understanding the laws of attraction and the laws of vibration or understanding quantum physics or understanding how the brain works with neural nets and programming and chemicals, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So how do we as people construct our human experiences by focusing on only the things that really enliven us and bring us joy? So today's episode, we're going to be talking about the power of focus. Now, here on the Vibration Station, we have talked many a time. We talk every week. We bring it up in some way, shape, or form because it's always applicable. But the law of attraction, laws of vibration, what you put out is exactly what you get back. Everything you experience in your reality is in some way, shape, or form a vibrational equivalent to your consciousness. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to experience it. So we know all that, okay? But the power of focus is where all this stuff gets broken down. And all the masters, all the great teachers, anybody that has ever contributed something phenomenal to humanity understands the power of focus. We can have the greatest, most extravagant and detailed ideas and visions that we hold in our mind's eye. But if we do not have the willpower to focus and deliberately channel the energy that is necessary to create our vision, then it just stays a vision. It does not turn into a tangible, livable reality that you get to experience. But it can, and it's up to you. One is not easier than the other. It's simply a choice. One is not more difficult than the other. It's simply a choice. What you focus your energy on, what you focus your thoughts towards, what you put your action towards, what you expect to receive out of life is exactly what you're getting and what you've been getting for a long time. And it's up to you to whenever you feel comfortable enough to shift and change those old thought patterns. And the reason why it's so difficult to shift and change those old thought patterns is because we have neural nets, and these neural nets are constantly reinforcing our decisions. Every decision we make, our brain is crystallized to continually make that decision until we change it. And that's why change is hard, because we're programmed. Just like a computer runs under software, it has algorithms, it is programmed through these algorithms, right? Consciousness, the brain, has algorithms, quantum algorithms. It's assisting us in experiencing this human experience. So in the same way that a computer has programming, our minds have programming. In the same way that a computer or a tablet or a smartphone needs a software update, we need software updates. What is a human's version of a software update? This was 2 weeks ago's episode. We talked about leveling up, upgrading your software, right? Upgrading your programming. This week, we're talking about how to focus your energy efficiently so you can upgrade that programming, right? So if you're focusing your energy in ways that take away from you feeling good, which is simply your alignment. So when you feel good, you're in alignment. And when you're in alignment, you attract the things that you want more of. When you feel bad, you're out of alignment and you attract the things that you don't want. So this is for the individual. Listeners out there, feel free to email me anytime if you have a question, you have a concern, you want to reach out, you want to touch base, you want to chat, communicate in any way. Feel free to reach me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you guys just tuned in, you're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. On today's show, we are talking about the power of focus. If you just tuned in with us, we're talking about how powerful our minds are to be able to focus our energy in such ways and shift out of old negative thought patterns. But all of this has to do with how we focus. If we focus, we're constantly focusing. Whether we're focusing on imbalance or whether we're focusing on balance, we're constantly focusing. And even when you're out of focus, you're focusing on being out of focus because your focus is out of focus. There's always a focus point. There's always a focal point, which is the point of focus, if you will. It's a focal point. So there's always going to be a point of focus. Whether it's completely unfocused, whether it's scattered, then your point of focus is scattered, right? So how do you harness your point of focus? How do you harness that focal point in your consciousness, which is essentially the creative energy behind everything you experience? Well, this is why you're listening to the show. We're here to give you guys some tools, right? First things first, when you have reoccurring thoughts that are self-destructive and you do not know how to break this center of focus, this is the biggest thing that we deal with as human beings here on this planet, is being focused on the wrong things. When we are focused on the wrong things, when I say the wrong things, let me rephrase that. There's no wrong things. Focused on things that do not cater to your alignment. Focused on things that do not cater to your alignment with your highest self. So when you focus on the lack of something, you need money. If you're focusing on the lack of money, you're attracting an abundance of lack. There's always abundance and there's always focus. Anywhere you see lack, there's a lack of abundance. Anywhere you see clutter, there is an abundance of messiness. Or there is an abundance of a lack of focus, right? So how do we break ourselves down and sift and sort through the experiences that have assisted us in becoming the people that we are today? And then also sifting and sorting through our past experiences and defining certain patterns, belief systems, certain ways of thought that have controlled us for a very long time that we actually find to be self-destructive. So when you go through your day-to-day momentum, when you are in your day-to-day life, I mean, you go to work, you wake up, you're in the car, you get cut off on the freeway, you go to the gas station, You see the teller, no matter who it is that you're meeting with or whatever type of experiences you're having, do your best to catch the points of focus that are out of alignment with your joy. So every single time throughout your day that you start to get angry or you start to get frustrated or you start to feel lack or you start to feel anything that is a lower vibration, anything that is beneath complete and total happiness and joy and alignment, maybe not total, right? Maybe on your way to happiness and joy, because it's not a light switch. We have to climb the emotional ladder, right? So as you continue to climb that emotional ladder from discerning certain things in your life that do serve you or don't serve you or do make you feel good or don't make you feel good, as you go day to day, maybe even keep a little journal on you, or if you have a note tab on your phone, you can write down points of focus that no longer serve me, colon, and you say getting mad at my boss, right? Whatever it might be. The next time you get upset at something, write it down. Just say, this is something I frequently get upset at. This is something in my life that I frequently get frustrated with, and I don't like feeling frustrated. So if I am frequently getting frustrated with certain things in my life and I don't like getting frustrated, that's obviously a contradiction in belief system. I believe that I want to feel good, but I believe that I must feel angry because this person is doing this, which is making me feel this way because I have surrendered my power to them, right? So go throughout your day and pinpoint the things that don't feel good. That's one of the healthiest things you can do for yourself. Pinpointing the things that don't feel good, pinpointing the aspects of your consciousness that you are aware of that are destructive patterns. Okay, so the next step. Step one, you recognize your day-to-day focus. You recognize where your focus is on a day-to-day measure. Okay. Are you always choosing to see the best in things? Are you sometimes leaning towards seeing the annoying aspects in things or the frustrating aspects of things? What side are you leaning towards all throughout life? And you'll find that there is a common theme, whether it's the way that you act on the freeway or the way that you act towards your boss or the way that you act towards yourself. You're going to find a common theme throughout all areas of your life. You're going to notice, wow, I'm a really nice person. I'm a really good person, and I'm super kind to everyone around me. Or you can notice like, oh, I'm a pretty happy person for the most part, but I can get upset at some things around me. You know, I can definitely get frustrated. Or you can recognize, say, wow, I am actually a noticeably negative person to where I'm constantly picking things out that piss me off and frustrate me and trigger me and annoy me. I really got to turn that around if I want to feel better. Right? And keep in mind, guys, this is all about self-work. This is all about doing the work for yourself to feel the best that you possibly can. Doing the necessary work to move from where you currently are to where you want to be. And then once you get to where you want to be, there's always a next where you want to be and the next where you want to be, right? You have your first vision, you accomplish and conquer that, and then you get on to the next vision. We are limitless creators. We can do anything that we want through the power of our focus. And this is why the show is so important, guys, because through applying these ideologies, through applying the understanding that your focus determines the physical manifestation of what you experience in your reality. So if that means I'm focusing on generally things that are stressful, then I'm generally going to be attracting stressful experiences. Or if I'm generally focusing on things that make me feel good, I'm generally going to be attracting good experiences. But this is where it gets difficult sometimes, is we are so programmed. That's really the perfect word for it. I was going to say caught up or just It's programmed. That's what it is. We are programmed as beings to believe that the thoughts that we've been thinking since we were children are right. And they will forever be right. Because it hurts too much to admit to yourself that you've been believing in something that you no longer believe is true for your whole life. It's really difficult to admit to yourself, wow, for the last 30 years or for the last 40 years or 50 years or 60 years or whatever it is, I lived in a certain way that was not the embodiment of my highest self. Because it's hard for people to even think that they could have done better things with their time. It's a scary thought to think that we've gone our whole lives living a certain way, and then you're introduced to a new state of thinking that feels better, that assists you in attracting things more easily, that's not so controlling and dogmatic. But then for you to actually surrender to that and admit, maybe I haven't been living my fullest potential, and it's not my fault. I just found out about this stuff, right? It's not my fault. This is what I was taught. This is what I learned. This is what the people around me taught me. So keep in mind, guys, none of this stuff, this is not anybody's fault. This is just information that's been passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation. It's belief systems and programming and vibrational frequencies that are still in the older paradigm, that older system of control. Right, we're moving into a newer system of, you know, freedom. And when I say freedom, I guess I mean something more along the lines of, you know, the collective consciousness of the planet. Right, the people here on Earth are becoming more aligned. The vibrational frequencies this planet is raising, you know, everyone has heard of or has talked about like a shift. Or, you know, these massive changes that are happening on the planet. People can, I mean, you can recognize them for you. You can see them for yourself. Everyone can recognize the changes on this planet. There's been some crazy, crazy things that have just happened in the last 10 years on this planet that have absolutely flipped upside down society's belief systems from race, religion, gender, sexuality, orientation. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Creed, color. I mean, there's so many things that have been coming to the surface in the last 10 years, let alone the last 5 years, let alone the last 3 years, where there's been this exponential increase of so much energy on this planet coming to a climactic point where we as human beings now have accessibility to this new higher vibrational energy. It's like there's a whole new paradigm here on planet that we have accessibility to. And it's accessible through our minds. It's accessible through our consciousness. This is the only way that we can perceive this higher, happier, less dense reality is through our consciousness. This is not something that you pay to go to or that you there's no shortcut. You have to put in the work. You have to be good to yourself and be good to other people and put your heart and soul into something that makes you happy, that raises the vibration and increases the potential of well-being for yourself and all beings on this planet. And whatever it is, you just got to be happy. However it manifests itself, whatever you have to do to keep your point of focus, whatever you have to do, just stay happy. Because if you are focusing on things that are pulling you and drawing you away from your joy, you are literally, literally creating more of that same energy in your life. The energy that you're looking to get rid of and replace with this new, fresh, free-flowing energy, the only way for you to do that is to literally let go of the old points of focus and shift that energy into a whole new point of focus, into a whole new version of yourself. You know, here on the Vibration Station, we talk about embodying a greater version of yourself, right? What does that mean? Embodying, aren't we the same person? We just grow and our cells multiply and we age and, you know, well, according to quantum physics, not really. We're not the same person. When you shift your vibration and consciousness, you literally become an entirely different being. When, let's say, you're vibrating at 428 megahertz. So your consciousness is vibrating at 428 megahertz. The moment that your consciousness vibrates at 432 megahertz or even 429, you're a different being. Right. So each vibration that you shift to, you're a different version of yourself. That's because each vibration is loaded with different decisions, different expectations, different intentions, different visions, different values, everything. As you change your entire being, the core of who you are shifts and changes. It doesn't mean that you are necessarily entirely different. It just means that you are new. You are changed. You are upgraded. You see things from a higher perspective. You feel things on a deeper level. You can empathize for people and situations in different ways that make you actually choose to feel happier and better about yourself and your life, which then is obviously an endless circle. Once you feel good and happy about your life, everyone around you feels good and happy. And then you guys assist each other in becoming greater and happier and healthier and wealthier and wiser and more creative and more joyous. And then we all assist each other in achieving our successes and working together for the same common goal, right? We don't all have to have the same goal, just like a common goal, right? Peace on earth. The classic. Peace on earth. You know. No, but really, I mean, if we all just have a general idea of what we want everybody to have at least a layer of compassion for everybody else. Maybe don't have to love everyone, but don't immediately hate anyone either, right? So the more that we collectively focus as a society, the more that we collectively focus on things that literally spark our joy, the quicker we will create that for ourselves. Another thing I want to talk about, guys, is the idea that someone else has the power to manipulate your reality. This concept that someone else's focus can actually overpower your own intention is very false. So, for example, when everyone is freaking out over the, you know, election of the president, which really, I mean, at the end of the day, yes, it matters, and there are a lot of large decisions that the president has to make, but any agendas or anything that's going to be going on is probably going to be going on regardless of, you know, who's president. There is this idea that we have a sense of empowerment by voting one of two or three choices, right? So it's like we're taught to believe that through our quote-unquote right to vote, we are actually participating in collectively agreeing upon someone entering office, right? And that's not necessarily true because, once again, the whole point of this is understand no one can do anything to you from your reality. No one can control your reality. No president can build a wall through your consciousness. No politician can write a law or a rule that stops you from feeling happy or good or that stops you from manifesting the life of your dreams, right? No one can take that from you. And even if you were born in a terrible setting with very, very little, if no opportunity for growth or success, you, through your ability to focus, can always get yourself out of those types of situations and into more positive, uplifting, invigorating, successful circumstances. But to get there, once again, you need to focus. Okay, so we've talked about number one, you got to recognize that you have certain belief systems or thought patterns that are holding you back, and that you can replace those with other belief systems and thought patterns that cater to your joy and make you happy. Number two, find those patterns, shift those patterns by replacing them with thoughts that feel better, right? For example, every time you recognize in your day-to-day flow that you get frustrated at your boss when he or she does this, train yourself not to get frustrated. Train yourself to visualize you being the boss or you being the owner of the company. Or if it's easier for you and a more tangible goal, visualize getting a raise and visualize that man handing you a larger sum of money. Whatever it is, visualize that woman giving you the raise that you want or the promotion or whatever it is, your boss. Doesn't matter, right? Recognize what it is, replace it with a better feeling thought, a positive thought. That's number two. Number three, persistence. Consistency is key. It's very easy to have an experience that is enlightening or an awakening experience, and you come back from that experience and you say, I want to change my life for the better. Or you listen to an episode of The Vibration Station, and you think to yourself, that does sound a lot like me. I do feel like I'm not living up to my potential and that I do have the potential to create more of what brings me happiness. And I just don't know if I've been given the tools or the keys or the techniques of how to even start channeling my energy in ways that assist me in manifesting the life of my dreams. But regardless of these experiences that trigger momentary reactions or momentary reactive responses to something that you experience or that you hear or that you see, whatever it might be, consistency is key. Persistence is key. You can have these one-day shifts and one-day changes, and then all of a sudden you'll stop doing the thing that you recognize as self-destructive. So you'll start, I recognize I get annoyed at that when I shouldn't. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to replace that. So you can do that. If you do that for a day or two or three days, you'll start the process of changing your neural pathways. But what you'll find is after a day or two or three, your old ways will want to creep back in. Your old ways, because of the way that the brain works, because of the way that the brain literally crystallizes neural nets and neural pathways into a program, you slip back into these old programs. And that's why it's so difficult to actually make fundamental changes for the better, is because you slip back into this old programming that is so easy to slip back into, because that is the way that the brain remembers patterns, is through crystallizing its consistent thought patterns. So once you get over that hump of that 3 days of really focusing and changing the belief systems and changing what you feel about yourself and how you feel about yourself and shifting into ways that feel better and that give you more life force and vitality, you will see little by little by little, each and every single day, it becomes easier. There's less effort that goes in to being happy. There's less effort that goes into feeling positive about your life. There's less effort that goes into manifesting the things that you want to manifest in your life, because you're feeling better. You are going with the flow. You are in a state of non-resistance. When you are in a state of resistance, for example, feeling frustrated, angry, a feeling of lack, a feeling of annoyance, anything like that, any sort of trigger that triggers a negative, lower vibrational frequency, energy, anything that makes you feel less than, less than great, less than happy. Those are the thoughts that are going to want to slip back in, right? Because it's our old programming. So the more persistent you become and the more consistent you stay vibrating at these higher frequencies in consciousness by deliberately choosing thoughts that feel better and by choosing to focus continually on these thoughts, that's how you will move from where you are to where you want to be, is persistence and consistency. You've got to be persistent about wanting these changes in your life. It's not just something where you wake up one day and you snap your fingers. You got to really do the work. Got to really do the work to want the changes in your life, right? You got to fight for it. You got to fight for your life. That's literally what this is, guys. We don't think of it like that. Because we're waking up and I'm doing my thing and I'm making money and I can pay my mortgage or I can pay my rent and I'm feeling good. We got to fight to better our lives, because if we don't, there these other lower vibrational programs that surround us tend to seep back in, because that's just how our society has been programmed to think. Our society has not been programmed to believe that they have this limitless potential to create anything and everything that they set their minds to. And that's what we on the vibration station are here to remind you of, is that you are a creator. You have the potential to create anything that you can hold the vision of in your mind. As Bob Proctor says, if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. And that's something I've always believed and has been proven to me firsthand. I've seen what can be created when people apply focus. Empires can be created, are created, when people apply their focus. When people do not allow for these exterior experiences to dictate how they feel inside. To be a leader, you need to lead from the inside. You can't lead externally without leading internally first. So you need to lead yourself to be the best version of yourself. Once you lead yourself to being the best version of yourself, then you can lead other people to being the best versions of themselves. But the more you continue to perpetuate the process, the more you continue to avoid this process of enlightenment. It really is what it is. It's this process of enlightenment. And it's a painful process too, it is. This is not meant to be fun and games. This is also not meant to scare you. It's not anything to be afraid of. This is the ultimate creative experience. It sounds like I'm selling something. Come here on Earth, the ultimate creative experience. You get a human body and everything to perceive vibration. But seriously, like, Earth is the ultimate creative experience. You have a physical body to interpret all the vibrational frequencies around you, sound, touch, sight, smell, I mean, all the senses, right? And then even more senses that we are not aware of on the third dimensional plane. As we continue to stay persistent, to stay consistent, to stay accountable for the thoughts that we think and for how we treat ourselves and for how we're treating other people around us and for the ways that we allow certain circumstances to trigger us and to get under our skin and to get to us. If we can be aware of how self-destructive these day-to-day thought patterns are, and we can actually have the willpower to want to become better people, to want to change, to want to continue leveling up. It all has to do with your point of focus. So how do you define your point of focus? That's a great thing. That's an idea to think about. How do you define what your point of focus is? You could listen to this whole show. You could say, okay, Dave, that's a great idea. I'd like to feel good. I'd like to manifest the life of my dreams. I'd like to manifest everything I believe I deserve. I'd like to focus on things that make me happy. But how do I even recognize the programs that I've been holding on to that don't make me happy? It's really, really simple, guys. It's really simple. We get so caught up in our emotions, and we get so caught up in trying to define why we feel an emotion or what it is that triggers us to feel a certain way, whether it's happy or sad or anger or ecstasy and excitement, whatever it might be. Your emotions are your internal compass, and nothing will ever shake that. Nothing will ever change the fact that you were born with an internal compass, and joy is your compass north. Every time you feel joy, you're going in the right direction. Every time you start to feel anything other than joy, that feels less than joy, you're going in the wrong direction. You're introducing resistance into the mix. You're introducing the idea of the opposite of what you want. So as soon as you define for yourself that you want to let a pattern go, you said, oh, I've been judging this type of person for so long without even getting to know them or without even really doing my own research or understanding. I was just told my whole life that these type of people are this kind of way, and I choose to judge them, and I want to let that go. I don't want to be a judgmental person for no reason. So let's say that you recognize, let's just use that as an example. You recognize that you've had a belief system about a group of people that does not serve you. It's dogmatic, it is hateful, and it does not, it's not inclusive, right? So recognize the system and immediately do the opposite of it. So that's how you're capable of recognizing what your point of focus is. When you can recognize what feels good and what doesn't feel good, when the opposite of what you're used to feels uncomfortable but has a better result than what you usually do, that's when you know you're moving in the right direction. It's supposed to feel like you're out of your comfort zone. Because if you were in your comfort zone, then you're still participating in the old vibrational patterns. You're still participating in the old ways. You need to feel like you've stepped out of your comfort zone. And once you feel like you've stepped out of your comfort zone, that's when new experiences and circumstances that cater to this new and improved vibration will start to manifest. But when a week goes by and it doesn't manifest and you don't see any profound changes in your life, and you say, well, I've been practicing positive thinking for a week and nothing's changed, all of a sudden you start taking score. Abraham Hicks calls that taking score. So when you start automatically taking score on the experiences in your life, you're taking score and you're saying, well, I have been positive thinking for 7 days now and I have not seen any profound changes. I'm just going to go back to what's easier. I'm going to go back to my old way. That was easier. This is too difficult to constantly be aware of what I'm thinking. We are lazy thinkers. We have been told to be lazy thinkers. Technology does everything for us. Look at the calculator. We don't even need to add anything. We don't need to know anything. We have Google. Google knows everything. We are walking dictionaries so as long as we have a internet connection. But the moment that internet connection goes off, what kind of wisdom, what kind of knowledge, what kind of information do you have accessible to you? And that's what's important, guys, is what information is accessible to you from the inside, not the out, right? So internally, you know when something feels better. Internally, you know when something is better for you. You know when something serves you You know when something doesn't serve you. You know when you are participating in an act that doesn't serve you in the long run. And you know when you are participating in an act that does serve you in the long run. You know. You try to convince yourself that you don't, and you try to put layers and tell yourself lies to justify and make it okay. But until you are really, really, really honest with yourself, you know, that's fine. So do whatever you got to do to get honest with yourself. Get honest with yourself and then recognize, okay, yes, I do have certain belief systems, certain patterns that maybe I could improve. And by me improving my thought patterns, I improve the thought patterns of everybody around me, because that is the ripple effect. That is how the universe works. I will only be vibrationally equivalent to other people that inspire me, that make me feel more of this new way that I choose to feel. I used to feel kind of depressed and down. I used to feel kind of lower and almost helpless. Now I feel like I have the world at my fingertips, the universe at my fingertips. I have the ability to create worlds through my point of focus. When you feel that way, you will know. Abraham calls it being in the vortex. You guys want some really, really inspirational medicine? This is some medicine. Type in Abraham Hicks. Two words, Abraham Hicks. Go on Google, go on YouTube. Whatever, any platform should have her. Abraham Hicks, she's absolutely amazing. Esther and Jerry Hicks, love you guys very, very much. Abraham Hicks talks about being in the vortex, right? This idea, this concept of being in alignment with your highest and greatest self, being guided by this higher energy, this higher version of you, this greater life force that flows to you and through you at all times when you allow it to. This is called being in the vortex. And when you're in the vortex, miracles, or what seem to be miracles, happen. Magic manifests when you are in alignment with your highest and greatest self. The potential for creation is absolutely limitless. There is nothing that you cannot create. There is nothing that you cannot focus on that will not start to materialize in your reality, good or bad. The universe does not know good or bad. That's another concept. In including your point of focus in defining how you want to recalibrate your point of focus, just remember the universe does not know good or bad. You're not going to do the good things because, oh, I need some good karma. It doesn't work that way. You don't trade off. You can't buy off your bad karma or buy out good karma by just choosing to think happier. It's all for you is what I'm getting at. The universe doesn't judge you. There's no one sitting there saying, well, you've done bad things, so you can't have that. Or you've done great things, so you deserve more than a person that's done bad things. That is not how it works. We are all equally deserving. And what dictates what we receive is our relationship with what we feel like we deserve. So if we feel like we deserve $10 million and we actually believe that we have an avenue of receiving it by vibrational law, we would have to receive whatever a vibrational equivalency to that feeling of having $10 million would be. So in some way, shape, or form, we would have to receive some sort of large representation of prosperity coming in, whether it's money itself or something that represents money, whatever it is. If you believe in it so firmly and you have no resistance towards it, there's not a thought which says, I want it. Or there's not a thought which says, I don't want it. There is only, it is. There is only a thought in your mind that says, it is. You don't even have a relation. You don't even define for yourself how it feels to live with it or how it feels to live without it. You just know in your mind, it is. It is in my reality because I am my reality and I am what I choose to be, and my reality is whatever I choose it to be. Therefore, through my power of focus, it must be. Because I have chosen to focus only on that which brings me more happiness, joy, alignment, prosperity, wealth, happiness, 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 happiness. Because happiness comes with everything else. When you're happy, everything else falls into place. When you are feeling abundant in all areas of your life, everything falls into place. When you're feeling a little down or depressed, which a lot of us battle every day, I battle with it. We all battle with it in our own ways. It pulls us away from manifesting the things that we know we deserve. The only reason why we share this information with you guys is because we know it works. And, well, the only reason, isn't because we know it works, because we want you to feel good. That is the only reason. We know it works, and we want you to live your best life. We want you to blow the minds of those around you by showing them your creative force, by showing them what you have the potential to create through focusing your energy in ways that currently you couldn't even imagine. If you feel in your heart that you are meant to do something, know that that feeling, that inspiration, that vision has been seeded in your DNA long before you were ever here on this planet. You have a vision, you have a feeling, you have a vibration, you have a relationship with the things that you want to create here on this planet because you came here for the sole purpose of creating them. You are the vessel through which these manifestations flow for the enjoyment of yourself and everybody else. If you get to enjoy it and you get to share it with other people so they get to enjoy, all of a sudden you and everybody that you love is having and living a good life. And then those share with you. And then all of a sudden you get to include more people in your tribe and in your collective consciousness of like-minded thinking of everyone that is focusing their thoughts in ways that serve each other and that serve the community. With the 2 minutes or a minute and 30 seconds that we have left on today's show, what I want to share with you guys is way back in the day, a long time ago, before we industrialized as a society, when we were still living in tribes and we needed water for our crops to grow. There are many, many tribes and rituals that talk about this. This is just one example. The entire tribe would do a rain dance. They would dance and call in the rain. All members of the tribe, if there was 30 people in the tribe, all 30 people would be doing it. If there was 130 people in the tribe, all 130 people would be doing it. If there was 30,000 people in the tribe, all 30,000 people would be doing it. So you have hundreds of people doing these dances, this rain dance. They're all collectively agreeing, okay, it's time for rain. Guess what would happen? That night, rain. Every time, they knew how to call in the rain because collectively they created it. They all said collectively, okay, there's rain. Bam, it manifests. As we all say collectively to each other, okay, I choose to see your potential. I choose to give you a chance. I choose to extend my compassion to you, although I may not know you very well. I choose to see the best and brightest side of you because you are a reflection of me. Listen, guys, focus on what makes you feel good. Give your energy only towards that which serves your joy, and you will see the results in a tangible, physical, interactive way. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this Sunday's episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. Truly, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and appreciation from our hearts to yours, guys. We love and cherish you dearly with all of our hearts. Make sure to check out our sibling Instagram account, divine.mind.tribe, or you just type in @divinemindtribe. And of course, if you guys want to email me, I absolutely love your emails. I love the interaction, and I love chatting with the listeners, guys. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much. Remember, you have the power to focus on whatever you want to create in your life. Whatever you put your energy towards, you will create more of. I love you guys. Be deliberate creators and thinkers and focusers throughout this week, and we will touch base next Sunday. Love you guys. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.